I was broken, needed work, and saw an ad that caught my eye. Forge 6 months of your life and experiment in the human mind. Report to Central Laboratory, meet us on the seventh story. We will give you 20 grand, but isolation's mandatory. Since I procrastinate, I figured that this chance was great. This must be the work of fate, so I arranged myself a date. I met with them and we shook hands. They told me all about their plan to use me as a guinea pig for a process now in high demand. Process involved injecting serums in my head, keeping me happy and fed. Room and board in my own bed, assuring me I wouldn't be dead. Guarantees are what they said, though the drugs have benefits, there are some minor side effects. All of it sounded just fine, so I signed the dotted line, and the 20 grand was mine by the time of 309. By 10:25, all the bees were at my hive. One last bash before I dive into scientific jive. It's been 3 months since the initial experiment. There were few drugs to circumvent the mental damage evidence. This project's primary intent was to invent a new potent chemical for the new advent of meta-human intellect. Sitting here I recollect chemicals that they inject somewhere in my cerebrum, something slightly incorrect. Yet my body feels perfect, my psychic power so potent. It seems ever so relevant to say my eyes are radiant. In a few days I've learned telepathy, floating on psionic seas. I could hear thoughts such as these coming from Professor Reeves. We can't let this man go free, or his morals may just flee. With my mind I said we'll see, and they all imprisoned me. Said it was for my own good that I not roam the neighborhood, as if I was some old crook that kept me locked up in a nook. Time's the only thing I took till my chains could all be shook. Then I'd have the chance to book and give the outside world a look. Scientists wore hats made to block my mental probe, wires heading to earlobe, so it was a useless hope. They said I could not cope with my rising mental slope. Me and madness could elope into a psychopathic joke. So I read their every thought, everyone I heard was hot. Planned to use electric shock if I ever needed to be caught. Sure I had learned to pick locks, and I'd thrown a few pots. With my telekinesis taught, I might soon be quick to trot. But I was no animal, I'll be damned if I'll be killed. The world needs to know I'm skilled. So I broke some Dr. Hill, played his mind like a shooter game. With his hands I brought the pain in ways most gory and insane. I even gutted Dr. Lane, then he freed me from my cage. My freedom and my rage tore him half like just like a page. And I was in a muddy haze, time to go back to my place and show them my mighty face. I dare anyone to fuck with me, my psionics are what they'll taste.